Hello and welcome. This little file is called Spring Fever, and it will give you a trigger that will make you incredibly aroused during the first few warm days this year. Maybe the first 5 or 10 days, depending on the weather, depending how many real spring days you have. But every one of those you will become incredibly horny and incredibly aroused. There are of course safeties that the arousal will recede to the back of your mind if you have to function. So for your work, or if you drive a car, or if you're meeting people. And it will also only work for this year, so that you are safe. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role. Just a human pet. Because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel. How it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet
And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more, just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0, and with each and every number you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you, and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a new trigger. And this trigger will only work this spring, because this trigger will give you the spring fever, and it will trigger you during the first few warm days this year. You know, the first days when you can wear just a t-shirt, when it's nicely warm outside, and you know how good it feels when it's finally getting warm. This year it's going to be a little bit more, because you are going to get spring fever. You will find that the good weather will make you incredibly horny, incredibly sexual, incredibly aroused. That's right. This year, you will have intense spring fever. And of course, I want you to enjoy it, and I want you to be safe. So you will find that whenever you have to function, whenever you're with people where you have to hide it, it will be easy to hide it. It will be incredibly easy to just push it to the back of your mind, to just forget about it as long as you have to function. But you know, as soon as you have the time, the privacy to enjoy it, as soon as you can enjoy it, and you feel the warm sun on your body, you will feel the spring fever. You will feel the arousal building inside you, the sexual desire, the need. And maybe you experience the sexual desires anyway. It's the first warm day. It's the first time people aren't packed in after they were for months and months on end. And you can see the bodies around you, and you have the sun, and you're in good mood, and you get aroused. And I'm sure it's something you already experienced. But this year, it will just be the trigger of the spring fever. And you will find that this arousal will grow inside of you. This desire, this need, this heat will just grow inside of you. Will grow stronger and stronger. And anytime you see anyone attractive, you will find that these effects will just grow incredibly stronger. Each and every time you see anyone attractive. That's right. You will feel it. You will experience it. You will feel it growing stronger and stronger. And it will stay with you for the entire day. And will happen the first 5 or 10 warm days. And when it happens, when you feel the spring fever, it will just grow. It will just grow the entire day. Stay with you. And you know that if you have to function, it will easily fade to the back of your mind. But even there, it will continue to grow and grow. And as soon as you're out of the situation where you have to function, as soon as you're out of work, out of the meeting with the family, out of those things where you have to hide it, you will feel it. You will feel it incredibly strong. And even while you're in there, you will always be able to function. But you might, if you have the time, you might feel it. You might feel it if it doesn't distract you. The lust, the desire, the need that is building in the back of your mind, even when you have to function, even when it recedes there, it's still growing. The good weather, the sun, the joy, people in light clothing, all those things will have an immense effect on you. And you will feel it. You will feel the spring fever growing inside of you. For the rest of the day, it will just continue to grow. It will just stay with you. And will happen for the first 5 to 10 warm days this year. It depends a little bit on you and on your local weather and how many really nice spring days you have. And you will experience it. You will experience the spring fever. You will feel it. You will enjoy the day, enjoy the sun, the warmth. And then you will realize what's happening to you, that you're getting the spring fever. You will feel the lust, the arousal building inside of you. And maybe you don't even realize that you're getting the spring fever, because it's something normal. The sun is shining. People are lightly dressed. Maybe you see someone really attractive, and the lust is just building inside of you. But it won't stop. It will continue to grow and grow and grow inside of you, because you have the spring fever, and you will feel it, this lust, this desire, this heat and need growing inside of you, becoming stronger and stronger with every hour, every minute, even every second that passes. It will just continue to grow inside of you for the rest of the day. That's right. And of course, once the day is over, once you go to bed, once you sleep, all the effects will simply fade away, will simply vanish from your mind, leaving you back in your normal state. Of course, if the next day is a warm day again, you will experience it all over again. You will experience the spring fever again. You will feel it growing inside of you. You will feel the lust growing inside of you, the desire, the need, the heat building inside of you with every moment that passes. With every moment you enjoy the warmth, the sun, the beautiful weather, you will just become more and more aroused, more and more horny, more and more desperate, because you have the spring fever. And you will feel this lust flowing through your body more and more, growing inside of you, making you more and more aroused. That's right. Of course, it's completely up to you what you're going to do with the arousal. That part I leave to you. But you will find that the first few days that are really warm, you will experience a spring fever. You will experience the lust growing inside of you, this arousal, this need, this sexual heat just growing inside of you the entire day, becoming more and more and more. And you know you're always safe, and it will always recede in the back of your mind when you have to function. Be it to be safe, like when you're driving, or be it when you're at work or with your family, whenever you have to function, The lust will recede to the back of your mind, so you're always safe. But you know, even if it recedes to the back of your mind, it will continue to grow, become stronger and stronger. And once you have the privacy, this need, this heat, this sexual desire will be back. And now it's time to wake up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 0, go a little bit deeper. Feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles built up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and would like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.